test him. What does Alawai mean?
Yes. Dirty water. I used to be in the Alawai swim club. Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. How's it going? You got Lanai and that's Brooklee. So, please don't get us confused. We have a special guest on the show today. You want to introduce her?
No, I want you to say the word.
My blala. My blala friend. Oh,
my God. So sketchy. This is going to get so good.
My
this
teacher.
Going to get so
my
good.
My friend. My drinking partner.
Oh, okay.
Makanani sala, ladies and gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, blala?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming on the show. Oh, what is the exact title of your job?
I'm the executive director of the Mayor's Office of Culture and the Arts.
Right. And when you talk about the cultural and the arts, what does that mean? What do you do?
I mean, the primary job is to take care of we have the percent for art law, so the public art collection. But other than that, it's like everything social culture in the city. Also, all the fun stuff.
Yeah.
The parades we assist with. Right. I also have sort of made culture also mean Hawaiian culture because that's my forte. Hi. So, we do that too.
And when you say the art, you're talking about like at a park, at a museum?
Yeah, we're talking about all the monuments on Waikiki Beach.
So statues. Kuhio,
Kalakaua.
Yeah.
Relief. All kinds of things that is in every single public city building. Those are part of our collection.
Yeah. So even like the paintings, the mosaics on the ground.
Is there a value on it? Do you know?
Yeah, we are at $11 million,
no
I
way.
Believe. Yeah, the collection.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
We're bougie here.
We should just sell it all and finish the rail. So we also talk about it's still not enough,
Low-lying fruit.
Are we still short 11 million?
We are so still short. You're not even carrying
it's
the one.
Already. You can go from Aea all the way to East Kapolei Station.
I see the train.
I rode it.
Did you guys catch it?
See?
It was quite fast.
So how much is it?
To ride?
I don't think they've decided yet.
Oh, so it's not open yet, really?
It's not open
yet. But you got to go get your holo card. See, look, I'm a team player.
I just wish they'd make it from my house, this punch bowl, to the airport. And
let's just make it about me right now.
Yes, let's make it about me.
Yeah, it doesn't, nothing goes near you.
No, not at all. Do I still have to pay the tax on that?
Yes.
Well, that sucks.
We will get there to your house, but you better promise you're going to ride it.
And be alive.
Well, if it goes to my house, I will.
Yeah.
I just hardly live here, so I don't know what's going on anymore.
You're so sad your life.
Can I pay taxes in another state now? But one thing interesting I find that you do is you're changing all the street names. Tell everybody, not changing all the street names, but you're correcting,
personally,
fixing,
like with a chalk.
Correcting street names, your department. What are you doing?
I won't say we're correcting street names, but we are trying to assure that the street names have correct diacritical markings.
There
right? So
you
Okina
go.
And Kahako, my team and I sort of looked around and saw that we were using, and there's a
selective
there's
amounts.
A statute that says that we have to use Okina and Kahako, but they were used incorrectly in so many places.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no, there's a statute.
When you say incorrectly, what do you mean? Like how were they using
Kahako
it?
Kahako is in the wrong place.
A Kahako has to go between two vowels. It can't go next to a consonant. So there were street names that had consonants just sort of, I mean, not consonants, but Okina sort of placed sort of haphazardly. And we want to fix it.
Yeah. Because otherwise it's a different word.
So how many have you guys fixed so far?
Well, actually, we're fixing them in preparation for Hawaiian Language Month in February. So we want to we got, I think it was like 37 submissions. We want to change all of those for February.
Oh, so if people see when they take a picture, they send it to the office.
Yeah, if you're
those
a Punanaleo graduate and you're walking down the street and you're like, that looks
off. You don't have to be
You don't have to be Punanaleo.
No, but you are more ma'a.
You could be Kamehameha graduate.
Yes, but you could be more ma'a because
and also,
some people are not.
Where else did you go? Mid-Pac? And where else did you go?
Mid-Pac too? I didn't go to Mid-Pacific.
Oh, well,
I didn't go
Kaiser. Where did you go?
Why
the other
you
one.
Just Punahou.
Are you Punahou?
You went to Punahou.
Making up names.
You got kicked out of Kamehameha and went to Punahou.
No, it's the opposite. But okay, we'll take that.
So you can go to any school.
I'll take it.
And if you see it, you send it to where?
You send it to the Mocha website. So it's honolulumocha.org. And we are still accepting submissions. I think after the original February opening, it sort of died down. And we realized we asked people for pictures. Mm. And then we tried to do it. It's quite hard to drive and take a picture. So please don't drive and take pictures.
Yeah, we're encouraging you
so
to be safe.
There's 37 errors right
Department
now.
Department of Transportation.
How many do you
there
think
are
there
more.
Are?
Oh, I think there are there are many, many more.
What about Otter Islands too?
Okay,
are you guys
first
doing
of all,
those too?
First of all,
it's
that's
neighbor
gonna be on your
island,
own, yes.
Uh-huh. And it's neighbor. They don't like to be outer.
Oh, I don't care. I'm from the outer island.
Okay. Yeah.
We're just city and county. That's the only thing we actually have control
that's
of.
That's
our Honolulu County.
Yes, city.
But
and county. Yes.
You talk to the state. The state also has, begun to start changing signs. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So Maui County hasn't talked about it yet.
You gotta talk to your mayor.
I'll bring it up.
Yeah.
I'll go call Shane Victorino. Is that his
Shane
name?
Shane Victorino.
Is that our mayor? Is that
you
our
got
mayor?
A mayor Victorino. His name is not Shane.
Oh, yeah, the father. The father. I'm sorry. It's not Shane. What am I talking about?
Is it his father?
Yes, it's his father. We'll take a quick break. That. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing. Is that the name of the show?
Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for just $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHITHING.
Welcome back to Kumu 94.7. Cooking Hawaiian style, brought to you by It's a Hawaii Thing.
We'll eventually get there. It's like when your mom, your auntie calls you like,
Maheana.
And if you're the last name,
what's your name? Yeah.
Adam. Yeah. No, okay.
Whatever your name
Makanani
is.
Makanani's hanging out with us and we're changing street signs. So if you see one, do you get like an award or reward?
No, but we will
acknowledge you. We'll hashtag you on social media.
And it's MOCA.com. It's not MOCA.
Not MOCA like coffee, chocolate and coffee. MOCA as in Mayor's Office of Culture and the Arts.
Would you like a drink, by the way?
I would love a drink.
Coconut water or water?
Water would be great.
Water. Can we get a water, please, for our guests?
Thank you.
Are you sponsored by the coconut waters now?
No, but I'd like to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
You try to always get sponsors when you don't have
money. Lanai is like a walking billboard Hawaii. If you pay him enough money, he literally
will wear anything or eat anything.
Speaking of the girl who has the bougie bottle in front of her with the logo facing the camera.
You're going to get one.
You're going to get one of those.
This is the parting gift.
Who makes that?
Bougie.
No, it's a girl that graduated from La Pietra.
Her name is Hung Lee.
It says
and
bougie.
She does it in,
but it's a bougie bottle. That's
she makes
brand.
It in Shanghai. Yeah.
Wow. Low key hater.
No,
support
what do you mean?
Local.
I just supported her.
Yeah, because he gets all of your, what are your hang tags? What are they called?
Those hashtags. Are called no. Those are called
air fresheners. Where do you get those made?
I get them made in Kalihi.
Laya.
Yes. They're very expensive.
Laya. Yeah.
And Donald Trump supported that.
Oh, this is sparkling water.
Is that okay?
Yes, that's right. Lovely.
Okay.
Black tea.
Okay, back to the signs.
Sorry.
Focus. These signs are very expensive. I heard.
What?
Do you know
the
how much they
cost?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know how much they are. That's what I thought was going to be the major issue was the cost of the signs. But actually, we fabricate most of them in-house.
Oh, that's good.
So after talking to the Department of Facility Maintenance, they are willing to change basically all the ones we have. But with the caveat that the priority number one is safety.
Right.
So they also have to change the ones that are faded, that you can't see, so that like emergency services could get there. So we understand that. So I think the end all for us is to make sure that the database that they use is correct.
Right.
So as they start to change, it's clear what's going to happen.
How do you know, like we just had Uncle Danny on. They named a street.
Did they do it the whole name? It's Danny Kalekini Way.
Way. And then they did Don Ho Way too, yeah?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's private. Then maybe that's why those streets, yeah?
Oh, because they own
I
it.
No going
Kahala owns it on their
going into the hotel.
Yeah. How come we don't have like named after, well, we have the Daniel Eno Airport. I know that.
That's
but
not a street.
Actually, a lot of the streets in Waikiki are named after people or places that they used to be. So Saratoga is named after the Saratoga Bath.
That's the missionary.
Enna Road used to go to John Enna's property.
Yes.
So
also Enna Road is one.
Royal Hawaiian. Like, you know, when Waikiki was first coming up, it sort of was the driveways, basically.
And it was like the big five. So Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Eisenberg.
Yeah.
Is it called Eisenberg? Do you guys know why?
It's German.
It's German. Do you guys know why it's called Vineyard? I just learned this one.
Oh, here we go.
Tell us.
Vineyard used to have grapes. Francisco Marin brought us grapes and we grew grapes there and we used to sell wine to the Russians that would come into the port by Fort Street.
Oh, it's got to tie it in the wines.
Yeah.
There's always something.
And so it used to have grapevines there and that's why they call it Vineyard. It's so cool,
isn't
it?
What kind of wine?
I have no idea. It's probably crappy wine.
Who owned it? Do you know?
Probably one of those five guys.
Yeah, probably one of them.
The five rich guys, yeah.
Who cares?
Is there any other you must be learning a lot about these roads. Any other interesting roads that we don't know might have happened there?
Or why would she know
named
the
after?
Roads?
I think you know what? Like, there's so many
She's
street
smart,
names.
Oh, you know who this is? You guys are all knocking on Kamakapili's.
Yes, that's his thing.
Yeah, so she knows a lot of them too. So is there any other ones?
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton because if you think about it, the street names came and they're living sort of proof of stories or families that used to
Bishop,
be in the
Charles
area.
Bishop.
Yeah, Charles Bishop. I mean, look at Beritania. Beritania is a Hawaiian name. It's very much like the Japanese have Hawaiianized the word McDonald's to be Makudonorudo. So what do you think Beritania means?
Oh, that's a good one.
Isn't it Britain?
Yes, it is.
Wasn't it a ship?
Britain. Oh, no, I mean, Britannia was a ship, but it's a Hawaiianized version of the name Britain.
I thought it was a florist.
Now we got to beat that out.
No, Britannia,
yeah.
Damn is okay.
I know.
If I said
I don't know.
I thought it was a florist. then we have to beat that out. Yeah.
Byron Allen, we apologize on behalf of this organization.
He doesn't apologize. I highly doubt.
Then we'd have to bleep that out. Well, a lot
okay,
of
Palama Settlement, we apologize on behalf of everybody in here.
I love this stuff. Is there any other road you know?
I mean, there's a ton, right? So right by the police station, it looks like Kiala Makai, which would mean the road near to the ocean. Uh-huh. But it's actually Kiala Makai, which means the
street by the
police officers.
Oh, wow.
I'm on Duolingo.
There
I don't
you
have
go.
A teacher.
That's yes. a good one. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Talk more street signs in Hawaii. It's a Hawaii thing.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit HiFiCU.com. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with their local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We got Makanani hanging
now
out with
us.
Now
the Koreans going to come for you.
Yeah, come after me, you damn Koreans. You already canceled me once. Cancel me twice.
We're
talking about famous street signs in Hawaii.
Work it out.
How does it work if you want to name a street after somebody?
Oh, that I don't
he's
know.
He's asking for himself.
No,
you
no.
want to name a street
no,
after
no.
you?
Liar.
I mean, there's a whole commission that has to assure that you are worthy or
well,
you're notable enough.
I was thinking Miss Universe should have a street.
No.
What is the street Lanai?
They have many named after me.
Really?
Go to the island of Lanai.
The high school
Avenue.
Is named after
they have
him.
A street. They have a gym. They have everything. They have a store named after
is
me.
Chinatown.
You should see when
street?
We did the parade. It was just me and they named the Lanai Avenue after me on Lanai.
They named the island after you.
Well, not really. And then so we did the parade and like six people showed up, my mom and whatever. I'll show you guys the pictures.
Your brother.
Yeah. But as we were passing by the parade, there was the Lanai gym.
Yeah.
As they were doing the Lanai thing, and so a lot of people thought they named the gym after me too. And I was like, no, this is way before I was here. I'm not that old, right?
Aren't
it was
you
a
though?
Crazy thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had a big party. Wow. It was awesome.
Okay.
So I forgot what I was going to ask
good
you.
Good story,
so
though, bro.
So if you did like a Brooke Lee, because she was the only Miss Hawaiian Universe.
That's right.
So you would you petition for it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
We should.
You got to get a bunch of people. So it would go through sort of a normal process, which is to get the neighborhood board on board.
Let's
and
do
also
it.
The people that live on the street.
I think your mother could single-handedly
address.
Do
you
it.
Your mother, if anyone, could make this happen.
Yeah, we could. And you get the Koreans. I'll get the Filipinos.
It's
we're
not
done.
A thing.
We're done because it'll help this show.
I don't want people driving over
if
me.
If we get
that's
a name, it'll help
I live
this
on Brooklyn
show.
Avenue.
Yeah, that's weird.
Are which, you kidding? That's amazing.
Which Howley Street you like change? We go change one of the Howley Streets. Take something back, Brooke.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You got the Korean.
Brooke, what is,
now
what
you
is
got
your full
all
name?
Of Kailua. Yeah. All of Kailua coming after
we don't
after
have enough
you.
Time for her full name in
parts
this segment.
Parts of Kahala. All of Manoa coming for him now.
Or Turk, like, 1st, 2nd, 3rd Avenue. Like, it's, those are all nondescript.
Yeah, but they have history, those places.
No, but we want a main. We want a main one.
12th
like
Ave,
what?
Grill. Like, isn't there a bunch of, like, Kamaki? They love Alawai. Their numbers.
Alawai is on junk one. That has
is
a
it?
Bad name for itself.
Is it?
Yeah, let's name
why
the Alawai.
On the Alawai?
The Brooklyn Avenue.
You would have to get all the people that live on the Alawai, which is a lot,
let's
to support.
Let's test him. What does Alawai mean?
Yes. Dirty water. I used to be in the Alawai Swim Club.
And I swear we've
we
talked
about
this.
This
oh,
and
really?
I totally forgot.
You should do
we
your
did.
Hai'i Olelo for us.
Ooh,
do your
I was going to do
olelo.
It.
You should do
I
it.
I was going to do it and I forgot.
What do you mean you
forgot? Know that Sean did his at the wedding.
You're kidding. How was he?
Junk. I
so,
totally
so you guys know she's his teacher for real.
Just so you guys know, she's a professor.
Very loosely,
yes.
he is my student. I'm trying to help him.
He's a haumana.
He's a haumana.
Yes. So go do.
No, I got to practice.
You got to practice.
Oh. Yeah. That's the whole reason why I did it, because she was like, I can't get you any gigs if you can't talk.
Yeah.
Like,
is
I,
that because
I
he's
MC.
Part
I
Hawaiian? Yeah. It's not because he feels the pull in his pico. It's literally for commerce, just so everyone's
and
clear.
No, I want to pronounce it correctly.
Uh-huh.
I would love to pronounce it
but you literally just
correctly.
Said, you won't hire me for gigs unless I know how to pronounce stuff.
Because I need to learn. That's how the conversation started. And then she was nice enough to take her time out to do it. And then pandemic kind of finished and now we're all busy so
which
now
is
I'm
great.
Rusty
yeah
mm-hmm. No I'm not complaining.
We gotta practice. You do that on the next show.
We'll do it on the next
name,
show.
How old you are, what school you went.
Yeah but so anyway he did it at the I think he did it at the
how
wedding.
How was it?
It was all right. He just did the first two lines, I think.
Yeah. He's been practicing though.
So one of my best friends and Kiele, another friend of ours, we all took class from her once a week.
He was talking about it on the show. He didn't say it was you. He just said he was taking classes.
I didn't want to know. I didn't like because she works for a government office. I didn't know if I could say it.
It just sort of. I mean, it's very informal, right? Because I actually teach Hawaiian language classes to the city. I started a whole training program. So it was basically for people like at Department of Permitting and Planning, at Transportation Services, that anytime you put out a public announcement or a press release, we should try our best to spell Hawaiian words correctly. Yeah. And so that was the aim of it. So I just started, it just started expanding.
Got it.
What is the app that you just mentioned earlier?
Duolingo.
Is it really, do you like it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got it as a gift.
You like? Have you used it?
Yeah, my kids love Duolingo.
Oh, it works.
It's more like Rosetta Stone, where they're gonna teach you how to speak, but you don't know
the comprehension,
the intricacies of the grammar a little bit. Yeah. But
it's a game. It's literally like a game.
That's why I asked, because I bought the Rosetta Stone Japanese like when it first came out. It was like $500.
So do you speak Japanese?
No, it was CD.
Oh wow.
No, so listen, I could not get past the freaking first thing.
Why?
Like 3 weeks, I just gave up. I couldn't pronounce it correctly. And it was like stuff like dog, cat, pot. I was like, this, I'm quitting.
Again, Byron Allen, we apologize.
We'll be right back. We got to take a break. It's a Hawaii thing.
Windows Hawaii. Windows are not only designed to beautify your home, but also to make your home more secure, energy efficient, and virtually noise proof. Contact Mario now for your free in-home estimate, 808-671-0808.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Lanai, Brooke, Makanani, we're talking about street signs in Hawaii.
We moved on from street signs.
Yeah. I wanted to bring it back.
Teacher.
What is the guy's name that does it on TV?
Who?
You work
Kamakapili.
Oh, you're Kamakapili.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you work with him and try to find some of those?
Actually, no, but he did do a story on when we were starting to change the street signs. Yeah, the stuff that he does is amazing.
It is the official language, is it not, of the state of Hawaii?
It is the official language.
It is our, it's not like we're doing it because it's a hobby. It's literally like the language of the Aina.
Right.
So
you should come to class.
It'd be like going to France and having French words like misspelled.
Exactly.
Why would you do that? Right. So like for people who are checking us at home are like, why are we
Why do you think
this?
It happened? Was there one person that goes, all right, this is good.
They just don't know.
A Japanese guy with a pencil in his thing.
I mean, the city is an abstract. There's 8,000 employees, right? So there's somebody who has a database. There's a person who prints them. There's people who install them. So there's so many steps, right? Oh. And I think.
And not a Hawaiian is in every single one of those steps.
And even a Hawaiian who actually knows Hawaiian language,
may not
right? So,
know.
And
right.
I don't think it's anyone trying purposely to do it like this. But now that we know better, or like for us that my office knows better, we want to help. And
spell check.
Facility maintenance has been really helpful and they're really excited about doing it. So,
and the whole Kahakau's Okina's is actually, by Kupuna terms, is a rather new concept.
Yes, it is.
Because there is an entire 2, 3, 4, 5, we were in a written language generation that they don't even understand what the glottal stop and the thing above the thing look is.
That's a great point, you know, because actually we get hit sometimes from people who are like, we don't use Okina and Kahakau, right? It's not a thing. And so it's cologne, we don't use it. And, but my argument is Romanizing the language, like, letters are colonial also.
Right.
So if they gave us this tool to pronounce things, then
we should use it
because
accurately.
99, well, don't quote me, but the percentage of people who actually don't need the Okina and Kahakau is much smaller. So for me, I'm like, let's try and bring everyone into this equation.
What do you mean that don't need it? That did mean that they
so
can...
So people who speak Hawaiian already, because if you know, you don't need it. Right, okay. For a lot of ones, I wouldn't necessarily need it. Like Kiala Maka'i, I would know, okay, the police station is there. It's not that close to the ocean, so they must be saying Kiala Maka'i, not Kiala Maka'i.
Yeah.
But if you don't know, I mean, you wouldn't
know
better, right? But if I had markings, you would know Maka'i. Oh, police.
Or if your language died, like ours did, and you have to like teach a whole new generation that aren't Ma, you need a way to visualize how to stop and start the language. Yeah. Because otherwise, by audio, you can't necessarily understand.
Funny, because we were talking, my classmate Sean, at the wedding when he made the toast, he mentioned that we're not saying Okole Maluna.
No, Okole Maluna. Don't ever say Okole Maluna.
And he explained that you know what Okole means. Mm-hmm. And everyone was, some of the people, because there was a lot of local people there, they were all confused.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you got to remember that generation between, you know, sort of 60s, 70s, 80s, there was nobody. They were the Renaissance of Hawaiian language. So they were trying to bring things back, but there wasn't enough people who knew the intricacies of language, which was fine because what they did was so important to get us to where we are.
Right.
Except that now that we know more about language, now we know better, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go and tell a kupuna, oh, no, you don't say that. I'm going to tell you that. But you know what I mean? Like, if that's part of our.
But you still kupuna, just so you know.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. I am. I accepted it. Old. You need to accept it too. We have some nice parting gifts for our guest today. What do you have? Because you did great today.
AAT is a sponsor.
Because it's Pride. Pride Week, we got you the Pride one.
Yeah. Oh my God, did you just tie it into the Pride?
That's why we got it.
Yeah. Is it? Okay.
This is me and Brooke's shirt. She's the one with the opu sticking out.
That's so cute.
I'm the ukulele.
We have the official podcast shirts for you with ADT. That's what I think.
You have to take pictures of it and send it to us.
You get a bougie bottle because you're environmentally.
You can put your Casamigos in there.
Wow.
Okay. Casamigos, what is that?
Tequila.
Ulu chips from Hawaii Chip Company. Manihuni Max. Don't pressure me.
Well, time's running out.
We got taro chips and furikake mix.
Mary Thank you guys Poppins. For so watching the show.
Thanks, Jimmy. We love you.
Give everyone the website again if they see a crooked stop sign or whatever.
Not crooked, misspelled. But crooked we will fix as well. Yeah.
What's the website?
HonoluluMocha.org.
What's your Instagram?
Honolulu Mocha, HNL Mocha.
You don't want no one to follow you.
Yeah, I was like,
thanks to Makanani for joining the show. Thank you guys for watching.
Say
get the extended
Aaron.
Version of this show on YouTube. We'll see you on the other side. Ahui
ho.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing, the extended version. Please hit the bell and subscribe.
Does she teach you swear words in Hawaiian?
No.
There are none.
Are there really
we
not?
We have Makanani Sala hanging out with us.
There is.
There's no real I can swear call words you in Hawaiian.
Okole ho.
Okole hole is just superfluous because okole is the hole.
Well, it's the what's the other word? It's the anus.
It's the anus.
And your point?
I so just you called don't need you to an say asshole. Okole hole. Is what I did. Yeah.
We're on YouTube now.
But it was so good, I had to say it twice.
Yes. Some people need it twice.
You should make that bumper sticker.
Don't do this to me. I don't know what that is. Somebody asked me about, because you did it. You all shows does that to me.
Yeah.
You did it.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody sent me a DM and goes, what is Brooke doing? I said, I don't think it's fucking taco or something.
You shut your mouth.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Kamehameha.
Of course.
Did you sing? I was going to mention that because you just danced in a...
Royal Hawaiian Band had a huge concert at Hawaii.
Uncle
Theater.
Danny was there.
Uncle Danny, he sang Mafuana. He was amazing.
He was just here right before you. Yeah.
You're kidding. How
we talked about you. That's why I was going to say you danced hula.
He did. We did. Auntie Linda was talking that you had danced.
He was so good. He's 85.
Yeah. Today was his birthday. We sang
it
to him.
Oh, you're kidding. It's the whole week. His birthday was earlier.
When I'm 85, the whole year.
Yeah, I know.
Birthday.
I told
him.
Well,
he didn't know. He thought today was.
Yeah. So we brought him a cake, a chantilly cake.
That is so sweet.
Yeah. From Zippy's because, you know, the guy over here.
What? I made the cake.
Yeah.
Put it in Zippy's box.
At Zippy's. Chantilly.
Who do you like to listen to besides your husband?
Oh my gosh.
Caveat.
I have a particular sort of weakness for keuho.
Really?
On Hawaiian music. Yeah, because you know what? The fact that they're not just a throwback, but their Hawaiian language is so amazing. And they all do language so well. So I think what happens is when people start to write new music, sometimes you try to go more complicated. But if you look at the people like Mary Kamenapuku'i and Maddie Lam, they used very simple Hawaiian language to convey these really beautiful ideas.
Right.
I think keoho.
Well, you're calling out she's calling out like the ela
yeah.
writing.
Does it bug you when you hear somebody mispronounce or doesn't? I mean, because you have to give them credit that they're actually talking.
Yeah.
But does it bug you? Does it irritate you? Like, oh.
No, it doesn't irritate me.
You can screw that up.
But there's a whole era of music
that was,
that was sung here in Hawaii where that it was not right.
Like the hapa haole kind?
No. Hawaiian. Hapa haole was, its own thing.
English.
And that was what they say Hawaiian thoughts in English. But
like the Renaissance, yeah.
It wasn't grammatical. A lot of them, if you think about it, they were using sound of what they heard probably their grandparents singing. So they tried to imitate the sounds, and sometimes it didn't quite go. But the fact that they brought Hawaiian songs back was what was really important. Mm. So now we know, and people are trying to research and do more things. So, yeah. But we couldn't have done that without the people just trying to go ground level and, guerrilla action.
What do you think Hawaiian of the new sound with the island reggae with Hawaiian words? What do you think of that? Do you listen to any of these groups?
There's that.
Yeah, I mean, I think culture has to change,
Anohea,
right?
Anohea puts a lot of in it. Yeah,
good for them. I think it's great for them. And anytime people want to throw in Hawaiian language, I'm like, classical.
Who's your favorite new group?
Favorite new group?
Yeah, do you have a group?
I'm old. Like, ask me.
Shut up. You're not old.
Yeah. I mean,
Brooke's way older than you.
Wow.
No, okay. Brooke is not way older.
I am actually,
than
but
me.
It's okay.
At least 15 years.
No. Yeah.
No, my favorite new group. I mean, I heard for the first time a group called Haiwata from Molokai.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. They came and they did the Little League Parade, and they were amazing. Yeah.
I played
them
on my Japan show.
And then they, I think anything that speaks to the younger generation.
Molokai's got
some action.
They have nothing else to do. They just sit and play music.
But still.
What about Lanai? Where's the Lanai band?
We got plenty, guys. So we had Hawaiian Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Alfred Opaka. We've had all kinds of really good artists. From there, but the problem is there. They moved to Maui or go to school, right?
You don't. Yeah.
That's the only thing. But we have some very talented.
Because Make Music Hawaii that I work with Nalani Jenkins, they do a Make Music Molokai jams every month or whatever. They brought out quartet string.
Yeah.
Guys, full blown.
George Helm, Helm.
There's a lot of music going on Molokai. Yeah. Still on Molokai, staying on Molokai. You didn't go become.
Who's your top 40 group? You like any top 40 or new stuff? R&B. Rappers, hip hop.
I'm sort of partial to Lizzo just because of her message.
I like Lizzo.
I think she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's very like girl.
You know what
power.
I like about her? What? As soon as she brought out the flute, I was like, that girl.
She's a classically trained musician who sings hip hop. Yes. Like, there's so many clashes in her life that I just love.
You got to watch the David Letterman interview with her.
Why?
I saw that.
Explained. It's such a good interview.
Oh, his HBO.
Yeah, because David Letterman's like 80 and out of the demo. And then she's in the demo, and you got this huge contrast. Yeah.
Right.
And then she busts out her flute and he's like, you know,
she's
what I mean?
Classically trained. Like she is.
Yeah,
like,
no. I just saw her recently. She played that crystal flute from the Smithsonian that no one's ever played in 100 years or something crazy.
I just saw a video the other day of Kanye West playing the piano.
How is he?
He's a badass. Yeah. He was doing gospel sermon with his church and he was playing and I was going, damn, I didn't know.
That guy's crazy.
He's crazy. He's been putting Khloe Kardashian's text on.
Are we on YouTube
Instagram
right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
You gotta go see. Have you seen it?
Are we on YouTube?
Yeah, we are. He's watching.
He's a nutbag.
He watches the show all the time.
100% nutbag.
You like hip hop?
I'll listen to hip hop. I don't know
what is hip hop again.
Yeah.
No offense, Hawaii, but
like rapping.
Like what? Like is like who? Jack Harlow?
Who do you like? Kanye West is hip hop.
Is Jack Harlow considered?
Yeah.
Is he considered hip hop?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some people crossing
Who's
over.
Who's the one
like
with all the tattoos? The white guy.
Post Malone.
Yeah, is he hip-hop?
He'd be hip-hop and R&B.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
But he's crossing over, too, to CHR. Like, he sings, too. That's why
the
these
on
new
radio.
Guys.
I don't know everyone.
These
the
new
hybrid.
Guys.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, all these new guys are, like, multi-talented. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Lizzo plays an instrument, classically trained, and then does hip-hop. Here's a good one. Jamie Foxx.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
The guy is amazing.
Plays all the instruments. Well, Bruno. But he plays all the instruments.
Did you guys see that Bruno just turned down the Grammy?
I saw that. I love that for him. Because he won enough.
He was he knows they're gonna do really well, and he wants other bands to have a chance.
Good
that's
him.
Classy.
So they removed themselves from the list because they were like, we already won a Silk Sonic. We're totally grateful. Let's let everybody else have.
I mean,
a
it's
moment.
Bruno Mars. What else do you need?
I know. I was like, that's.
Do you think
classy.
It was a political move because he needs to put 5 albums
classy.
Out under his label?
I don't know. I would be scared that Grammys would be nuha with me for doing that, though. Like, by taking my name out, am I, telling them?
Yeah, but they can't control the album sales. He's always going to have the album sales.
I mean, I thought it was classy on his part.
That
but
is classy.
I would think Grammys be like, well, then we're not going to ever nominate him again because if he's just going to take his name off the list,
yeah,
why would we do that?
Who has the most Grammys? Is it David Foster?
I have no idea.
Can somebody Google that?
Oracle, Google, Siri. Yeah. Siri.
Julia is doing it right now.
Who has the most Grammys?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ever.
You would assume George, it's someone like David Foster.
Who?
George Stolte.
Who the hell is that? Who's next?
You is he radio. A producer?
Yeah, he's Quincy Jones. Oh. Yeah, I forgot about Quincy. Must be Quincy and David Foster up there at the top.
You have a thing with David Foster.
Well, you know who David Foster is, huh? You know who he's produced,
Everyone
I mean.
Knows yes, yeah. Everyone.
Because Babyface, Boys to Men, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion. That's a lot of Grammys. Yeah.
And Catherine McPhee.
How many?
His Beyonce new missus.
Oh, Beyonce's number three.
Really? Number three? Wow.
Foster's not even on the list?
Well, that's cool. Like a composer.
Oh, like Bruno. Stranger. I mean, people are going to buy it anyway, right?
Yeah, but they win, you know, Grammys for producing, writing,
but the Filipinos
everything.
Love David Foster.
Oh, yeah. Slow songs galore.
Well, because he blew up that girl.
Yeah, what is... But she's, she goes by a different... Stop.
Why you gotta
she
say? Is.
Don't say it. That's not an appropriate term.
See, what is your it? Kumu just...
I mean, I don't know what the term is, but I would... I feel like the safe one is not to say it.
My good friend, who is, that's what she calls herself.
For her, so you can call her Butch if she wants to call herself Butch. But I'm not sure.
The lesbian one.
Is she?
Or the gay one.
Is she?
I don't know.
I know she's
She cut off all her hair and looks like a boy now.
Because she's...
Is she? I didn't know. Because the last time in my head, she was on Oprah. She was like, what, 10 or 11?
What is her name? Charisse. But Charisse Pempegnors. I don't know how you
pronounce it. From the Philippines, full blown.
Yeah.
And she was amazing.
Plucked her out of nowhere.
She still is. Yeah. She's still singing and stuff, but I don't think she's doing
But like from the Philippines, he didn't find her in Ohio.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Not in Kalihi.
Right.
She can sing.
What's your favorite restaurant in Honolulu?
Oh my God, that's so hard. You know I love to eat.
I know. What is it?
Oh God.
Pressure, right?
If you had, it was your last meal.
Oh my God.
You have to go to the mainland for 1 year. You have to go to one place to eat.
Is that your last meal? You gotta go to the mainland?
Your last local meal.
I mean, okay, Hawaiian food, Helena's, Garen.
Okay, so you had three meals before the flight.
Okay. Helena's for Hawaiian food. You gotta have the ribs, you know?
Okay. He's gonna fight you.
Pipi-cola. No, I love Helena's. I love Helena's.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna fight you for what?
Well, the dish, I mean, because you have another dish over there that you like.
When I'm not feeling well, I like Pho Viet in Manoa Marketplace.
Wow, upstairs.
Yeah. Really?
And they have one in Aiea as well.
Yeah, I mean, up the construction.
No, I like them a lot.
Is it authentic?
I like their crispy seafood noodles. Yeah, no, they're good. They're really good.
It's a Pho restaurant?
It's a Pho restaurant.
Upstairs.
Yeah, Vietnamese, but they do like a crispy noodle.
But it's huge up there.
You guys know that?
You
know that, I just learned this. You know that Pho restaurant? There's used to be, okay, in Don Quixote.
Yeah.
And then across the street is the bank.
Yes.
And then across the street from there, there's a bubble tea and a Pho restaurant.
Okay. It's where MW used to be, restaurant.
No. Not that one. Oh. Go a little bit more down the street.
That's a big one.
Yeah, go down more. That's Pho Saigon.
I don't know.
Go a little bit down. I think it's Pho 1.
Okay.
Or
so good.
They do
duck the golfing places?
With ginger onion. You know, like the ginger onion chicken? Mm. But they do it with duck.
Oh. Nope.
Every time I go, sold out.
Sold out?
Yes. So good.
I think I might also do like the string beans deluxe on somen salad. From
right?
Wow, you guys with that shoshote.
You know what?
Bro.
But then when you get on the plane, you're gonna have heartburn.
Yeah. Why?
No, but on the somen salad because it soaks up
and
all
then
that
oily
yummy goodness.
If it's a long flight, you gotta make doo-doo. You're screwed. Don't do that one first. Do that one for breakfast.
Okay. Shincho doesn't open for breakfast.
He's so classy.
Yeah, you should though.
You stay to the wee hours of the morning. They open for breakfast for you.
He's so classy. You're so classy.
Hey, we're homies.
Okay, clearly.
We can talk about using a bathroom.
Bowel movements.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've talked about this before. Come on, Brooke.
I don't think we have.
Let's take the Miss Universe crown off just for a second.
Check the record. I don't think we actually have. In 100 and how many shows now? 130.
So are you dancing a lot now?
No, never.
Oh, it's just a one-time thing?
No, I'm...
That's not totally factual because you danced last night.
That is a lot. You're right. That's not totally
that's
factual.
What I mean.
But so it was a city show, right? So Clark Bright, whom I love, Ron Bright's, you know...
Royal Hawaiian Band.
Royal Hawaiian Band. He wanted to do something that highlighted city, so he asked me to dance. So Augie did a little comedy set.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was so funny.
I forgot.
He works for the city. He joked about the toilet paper shortage at parks, which we all thought was funny. Yeah. And then council member Tupola actually sang. I danced and she sang.
Oh, nice.
Really?
Oh, I saw her post that.
Beautiful voice.
I saw her post that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and is then she running for governor?
There was a ton of guest artists.
No, but no, she will go for a hoku.
That's right.
Yeah.
Aaron Salah will be arranging most of her music on you're the
producing
B-side.
A, producing a song
on
now?
On the B-side.
That, there you go. Yeah, no, well, I don't cool. dance, but for him, I was like, for Clark, yeah. whatever you want.
How long is the Royal amazing. Hawaiian Band now?
Royal Hawaiian Band is from the 1800s. It's yeah, so. Like Kaui Keaoli time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it never stopped, right?
Never stopped. Never. It changed names and, you know, it changed directors.
And a couple times yeah. people tried to take it out yeah. of the charter. They tried
we're,
to get it.
You know, we're
it.
The only one in the whole country I know. That has a municipal band.
I know.
These are city county workers. Yeah. Yep. They have benefits. Does it, they have retirement.
Do they still perform in the bandstand like once a month for free?
I think once a week, actually. Oh, they once do Iolani Palace pretty much every Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do Kapi'olani Bandstand. They perform at the zoo. They also have a glee club, which is like yeah. a three-piece.
Trying to get the zoo to sponsor yeah. the show.
And they oh, also cool. will come anywhere that you...
yeah, like, anywhere you at. Like, they march in all the parades.
If you want to write in.
We should
work.
Have them in here.
My school? They can't fit in here, bro.
You can have the glee club in here.
I put the... When me and Augie were on the radio, we brought in the University of Hawaii Marching Band.
Wait.
And we piled like 50 of them in the studio.
Into
and then
the
they
studio?
All lined up. And yeah, it was hilarious because the cops came. Because all the buildings was office like, buildings.
What is going on
and they were
right
complaining
now.
Like, what the hell is going yeah, on? Yeah, yeah. And we played like half an hour of marching music.
Oh,
it was hilarious.
How did you guys not get arrested? It's really kind of crazy to me.
The cops thought it was so funny.
How much shenanigans.
So they just said, when are you guys going to be done? Because yeah. we got to go tell everybody, you know, we're kicking you out.
Yeah. We just had this conversation, my husband and I, because there was a police officer driving very close behind us. And I'm like, we lived in L.A. for 20 years. I'm like, they're checking our tags because that's what they yeah. do in L.A. Yeah. And he's like, no, I've been living here for 4 years now. I've driven with expired tags, whatever. They never pull me over. I'm like, the difference is here in Hawaii, most police officers, 50% is related, married to, or knows the person in the car.
Yeah. Very
so you,
true.
It's a very fine line because yeah. you don't want to be that one
yeah.
that pulls them over for something like that. And then they'd be like, oh man, I'm related. This is my uncle. And now I
got to. How many times have you guys dropped a name when you got pulled over?
I don't get pulled over.
Never. Anymore. Ever.
Well, because she's city county, cannot.
You don't have to. You have a card in your wallet.
That's not a thing.
That is not a thing.
Yeah,
whose yeah. name is that?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember when Chief Donahue was in office, he gave me his card. I said, hey, Chief, I can park anywhere I like now that I'm your friend.
What he said?
And he goes, here's my card. Try.
I bet he tells it to all the plots.
Yeah. yeah. You guys hilarious. Never dropped a name.
Nope.
Never.
Really?
You don't want to be that person. Like, that's shame to be like, oh, you know who is?
Yeah.
Not take your cracks. If you do something
time.
Wrong, you got to take
it. You
did it get you out of it, though?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Who was the name?
I don't know, but right? I've been through 3 roadblocks, and they pulled me over, and then they came, and they look in the car, and they're like, keep going.
Aw, because yeah. you famous.
No, they thought I was BJ Penn. So, you know, like, finally, it works.
They never like get bust
yes!
up.
I used it to my benefit.
Bust up. Yeah. That's why.
All right. Do you have any questions for Brooke?
Why
this
is it?
A new feature on our show.
Questions yeah. for Brooke?
We just started yeah. it just now.
Yeah, it's a new feature that we do for season 10.
I just
it's
saw
season 13,
a woman
by the way.
Said
13.
You changed her life with your answer.
Who?
What was her name?
Oh, on Instagram.
Yeah, on
I posted
Instagram.
It. Did you see
okay,
it? I tagged you.
I don't follow you.
Yeah. That's right. She don't follow anybody.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I follow.
No, but I sent it to
all
you.
All of the BTS boys.
I sent it to you. You
she
changed
said
your
you
life.
You changed her life because of your answer.
Yes.
Who is this?
A Haole
what are you
girl.
Talking about?
The Haole lady. Yeah, you. She somehow started working for the organization, met her husband.
And now she
oh,
runs
this is
it.
Recently. This is recently. Okay, so that's Paula Shugart.
Tell us.
Yes.
She used to work for Al Masini. Do we all remember
oh,
Al Masini?
Yes.
Al Masini used to live here.
Yes.
God rest his soul. So he was here when we brought the pageant here. He was the executive producer in charge for Hawaii.
Yes.
Under the Kaiatano.
She mentioned that.
So she was his person because she worked with him on she Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous or whatever. But she has ties to here anyway. So she worked for the organization. She
you
worked
didn't
for
see
Hawaii.
The video?
I saw clips because you
so
sent it
good.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we go way back. So she worked for them. And then after we gave up the title, whatever, she met her husband, Carl.
Oh, so his last year.
Al Masini.
Yeah. His last years. Who was the wife then?
Charlene.
Oh, yes, yes. So
Honda.
She's friends with my mother now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
she goes to Charlene. All the time. Okay.
Love you.
Because see, I was confused because when she said that, I go, because she that's not her husband. That's not her
ex. He was married to April Mussini.
Oh, April Mussini.
Who was this beautiful blonde girl.
So he had like seven wives, yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know about that. But so he created, did he create Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous? I'm not sure.
Something like that. Some big show.
He was one of the major.
He was an entertainment. He was a huge producer.
Yeah. And they got Kalei Miller on Baywatch.
Yes. And they retired here. And then he became friends with Al Mussini and Vericella and all of them. And so when the pageant came here, they hired a Hollywood person to speak the Hollywood speak to the Hollywood people. But he was working on behalf of Hawaii and she worked for him.
Yeah.
And then she applied for the job at Miss Universe, got that job. And also met her husband, who was working for us at Miss Universe at the time. So she got her husband and her job, all because I won Miss Universe.
It was cool because
love you, Paula Shugart.
It was cool because she was watching the video and you could see her reaction. And
when I said I
beat
everything twice.
Yeah.
But that was before she.
Wait a minute, that's not a question.
Let me ask you a serious question. So as a Native Hawaiian woman operating in a space that not a lot of Native Hawaiian women are, like, what kind of advice would you have? There are more, but. There's not many. So what kind of advice would you have for somebody?
Eat more taro.
No, stop.
Really?
Okay, he always has a funny.
I mean, I think we're going in the right direction. Like McKenna Maduli is out there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people on KITV who Hawaiian Kanaka Maoli on the station. I think it's just finding where you are in your lane and being what we are, which are authentic people. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like we have this conversation as a staff here as well on authentic voices, because there's a lot of filmmakers coming out of Hawaii, like Alika, and people are hungering for those voices. And Kurt's, you know, he's from here. People want to hear from us because we are saying things that people need to hear right now. And we've never had that platform before. People weren't receptive.
What a great answer. You should run for Miss
Universe.
You
should.
People Jesus are more Christ. Receptive than they've ever been. And thanks to the internet.
And what are you going to do after your reign?
I'm going to go run for office with Augie.
Yes.
And against Nani, you. No, you run not all me. Your cultural things.
I'll back you up.
Are you going to run in office?
No.
You ever thought about it?
No.
How many
never.
Times you got offered?
Only never, because she's behind the curtain and she really
Yeah, but you. Everyone knows you.
No.
In that era, arena. Never. You would never? Why?
No, I don't know. I just, you know what I think? Like everyone goes into office trying to do good. I don't think anybody goes in thinking, I don't want to help the community. Right. But you realize there's more you go in, you have to, like working with people, you have to give up some of what you want.
A lot,
you know, in
actually.
Order to make it happen. So, I mean, I think maybe I really want to hold on to my idealism, you know, and maybe later in my life, I'll be like, I could do, but I don't know. I want to support someone.
Yeah. I think it's, especially today, it's like gridlock. Yeah. I explain it as gridlock traffic.
What?
The
politics?
You cannot move. Yeah.
That's difficult.
You got to help that guy move that car before you can
move
your
car.
No, that's
exactly right. It is. It's Tetris.
Nobody understands 100%. It at all.
Yeah. You know? And you have to have the patience.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about people in the Hawaiian community. Like my mother them been in Hawaiian Civic Club since before I was born. Yeah. Like it's inches.
It's not easy. Yeah.
And it's inches. You win inches. You don't win miles.
Not at all.
And you have to be patient. Yeah. You just have to be. Otherwise, you wash out.
Yeah.
Thank That's you for all the work that you're doing.
Yeah.
For the community.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And you put together a great thing for the Little League kids.
Oh, thank
I
you
was
so
gonna
much.
Go. I watched from the studio.
What is he saying, Little Thing?
The Little League
parade.
Team,
oh,
they
the
won.
Parade.
Yeah.
In
they
Chinatown.
Put it together like last minute, like 2 days they put it
wasn't
together.
Wasn't
last
minute.
Oh,
they literally won.
Days,
but
8 days,
and then
it was last minute to do
it
that.
It was pretty crazy.
I was in the studio, and I was watching you guys down. I wanted to go, but I had to work. But good job.
Thank
Diddy
you.
Though.
Yeah. And tell
Diddy.
The staff good job.
Thank you to all the city and all the high schools that participated.
Just for
the
record,
sponsors.
I support a lot of her things that she does.
He does.
Of course you do.
I show up at the High Sam stuff.
Because that's my palala.
Makanani sala. Thank you guys for watching. Please subscribe. Hit the bell. And we'll see you guys
don't
next
comment.
Time. Ahui ho.
Don't
comment on Brooks
don't
here.
Don't
go
comment.
Ahead. Free for all.
Yes.
It's a Hawaii thing. It's a Hawaii thing.